is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
Welcome back. On the phone with us now is Dr. Ileana Johnson.
Dr. Ileana Johnson taught economics as a college professor for 30 years. She writes frequently for Canada Free Press and recently published her latest book, Liberty on Life Support, Essays on American Exceptionalism, Immigration, Education, and the Economy.
But today we're going to talk to her about UN Agenda 21 and the upcoming conference on sustainable development in Rio. Ileana, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, for the new listeners, what is Agenda 21? And then we'll get on to this conference.
Oh, my goodness. What is it not? It has been changing. But since 1992, it has been a sustainable development drive to control population, the economy, education, and private property, basically the abolition of private property as we know it.
And it's worthwhile noting there are certain buzzwords that have made their way into our academic community that actually relate to UN Agenda 21. And you, when you hear them, you know that there's UN Agenda 21 behind the verbiage. For example, sustainable. What are some of the other ones?
Yeah, sustainable development, social equity, social justice. Public-private partnerships, local sustainable development programs, smart growth, visioning, consensus, going green, green jobs, green building. And it's all behind it is the United Nations and ICLEI, which is kind of an icky acronym for local governments. Actually, it was International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. That's ICLEI, but they've changed it recently to Local Governments for Sustainability because they were under attack because our local governments were working with them directly by paying dues and receiving grants from them and from the government, and that is, of course, against our Constitution.
And before we go too much farther, I did want to make a clear distinction between being a supporter of the environment, wanting a clean and healthy environment, wanting to conserve resources, and some of these ideas that we're seeing pushed through in something like a UN Agenda 21.
Oh, absolutely. I am all for taking care of the planet, and I recycle, and I do everything I can, plant trees, do everything necessary to have a better environment for everyone. But this is not about environment. It's a green pressure group that wants to tax and redistribute wealth and control how we do business, control our energy, our economic development, the hydrocarbon use through cap and trade taxes, logging, farming, family size. They want to reduce our population and ultimately take our right to be an individual country, our right of sovereignty, and make all the decision for us as a nanny state. And, of course, the most important is the power grab of land that they want to give back to wilderness.
Ileana, if I'm not mistaken, the kind of the grandfather of the global warming movement admitted within the last couple of weeks that the global warming is not man-made and the drive is really not cooling off the planet but transferring the wealth. Am I mistaken, or did that not break out in some circles in the last couple of weeks?
You are absolutely correct. You are correct. Not only that, but recently it has been unveiled, and they're very overt about it. For example, Nature magazine on June 7th devotes a huge portion of it to this Rio Plus 20 conference that's going on right now in Brazil. And they admit that it hasn't worked. They haven't convinced convince people of since 1992 in the last 20 years about this dangerous man-made climate change. So now they're focusing on biodiversity, the supposed destruction of our Earth by humans. And, of course, the real scientists have jumped in, and they have pointed out that since 1500s, of the 191 bird and mammal species that have gone extinct, 95% were on islands because humans and predators that were introduced by humans brought diseases, and they caused this. And only 6 birds and 3 mammal species were driven to extinction on our continents. And there's no bird or mammal species in recorded history that is known to have gone extinct because of climate change. So what they're doing, they're extrapolating what has happened on these islands to the continents, and by using virtual reality computer models that assume, and you know what happens when we assume that rising carbon dioxide level will rise planetary temperatures so high that all plants and animals will be exterminated, which is, of course, nonsense.
I think it's also worth pointing out that Al Gore stood to gain a significant amount financially from the trading of carbon credits.
Absolutely. And in California, they are going to start selling carbon credits on November 14th this year. But here's an interesting tidbit of information that most listeners don't know. We have had cap and trade in 9 states in the Northeast for over 3 years now, and it is called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which was a cooperative effort of the states of Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. It is voluntary, and of course, the people who, like dopes, have accepted this now are paying 3.5 times per kilowatt hour as anybody else does who does not have this cap and trade scheme in place.
If I'm not mistaken, the Geithners also are in on the carbon credits, the Clintons, Obama. I mean, it is, you know, sometimes I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then, because you find out about this stuff and most people don't know what you're talking about. And if you bring it up, say, in polite conversation, I mean, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Most people don't know, and those that do know, they pretend that they don't know, and they call the rest of us who do know as having tinfoil hats. And I've heard that many, many times over, but I have done so much research, and I'm coming out with a book next month just dedicated to UN Agenda 21, which is a collection of all the articles I've written last year on UN Agenda 21 and all the economic destruction that this program has brought on our economy. And apropos of that, the Rio Plus 20 now wants to impose a $1,300 per person tax, but they're calling it the global exchange tax. Of course, it will not apply to countries in Europe because they all use the same currency. They use the euro. So it will affect United States and other countries more. And the money is going to go to the Green Climate Fund, which is projected by Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General, to have $100 billion a year to help poor countries that have been supposedly unjustly affected by the activities of rich capitalists, all that social justice what we mentioned earlier. So it's really a scheme of redistribution of wealth and control.
Well, Liliana, that definitely seems to be the common theme that permeates throughout all of this sustainable development talk. Tell our listeners real quick how they can find your new book, Liberty on Life Support.
It is at Amazon.com in paperback and in Kindle since June 6th.
Well, am I going to get an autographed copy?
Absolutely. Send me your address and I'll mail you one.
I appreciate it. My mom is a big fan of yours, Liliana.
I know. I'll send her one, too.
Okay, thanks. It's always a pleasure, and we'll touch base with you as soon as they're done down there concocting whatever scheme it is they're up to in Rio.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Until next time.
We'll see you. When Jason and I come back, we're going to get into some of the actual economic data. I know they unleashed some official news last week. We'll give you the actual poop when we come back.